This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
BT and Sal back on the fan. It's 12:26, Monday show flying by. 888-808-1019. Back to these calls a little bit. First up, though, time for the meat of the order for the Yankees yesterday. The Yankees bust out the broom, played well, get the sweep. 8-4 win over the Cards. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why I'm pretty excited about yesterday's win without going nuts here. Most of the damage was done bottom third. Goldschmidt dropped down in the order. He had three knocks. Dominguez had a couple of hits. McMahon had a hit. Caballero hit a hit. But really, if you look at the middle of the order, Rice with an 0-for. Judge had the one hit. Belly, couple of RBIs, but no hits. So it usually the meat of the order is what does it for the Yankees. They carry the mail. I think it's actually encouraging to me that they've had some more contributions from the bottom third with no home runs. So that's what happened yesterday. Meat of the order. Of course, when you're looking for the meat for your order, choose Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
There's been plenty of meat on the bone of Juan Soto, who even in a down year continues to impress. I was actually stunned by this. You know, I know the 30 homers. I know the 20 steals. We know he's been running a lot more this year with the Mets. That was a conscious thing with him. He's got such a high baseball IQ. You know, it's not like he's a speedster all of a sudden. It's not like he's become more athletic all of a sudden. He's got high baseball IQ, so he's stealing these bags off of the pitchers and reading them the right way. But the fact that Juan Soto's the first player in the big leagues, I legit had to check it twice. I'm like, this can't be right. Then went right to Ohtani and looked it up. Ohtani only has 17 steals on the year, where he's got like 40-something homers, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
But Soto, BT, the first player in baseball this year to have 30 homers and 20 steals. You know, we know he leads the league in walks. We know about the high OPS. We know that it's been a down year as far as the average, what, 30 points off his career average. Down OPS a little bit this year as well. And down, what's the other one?
Ribbies definitely down.
Yeah, down with the ribbies for Soto has been awful with runners in scoring position.
Mm-hmm.
But he's still having a pretty darn good year for a guy that's having a bad year. Soto's doing better than most. And one guy who you and I would always go back and forth with, and I know that you've had this thing with Soto, not saying he's a good player overall, whatever it may be.
Not just all around, just, you know, the shortcomings.
Right.
Which are accurate still, by the way.
Right. But, well,
no, defensively and base running, based on value.
What do you mean base running?
He's in the 1 percentile for range, and he's in the 15% for sprint speed. That's all I said. Like, he can't run. He's not a great fielder. That's
all. How could you not run but steal 20 bases?
He's running off the pitcher.
Yeah. Okay, but he's
I'm saying just based
it
on pure foot speed. No, I give him credit.
But I don't think you could say that somebody who can't, well, he's not fast, but you can't say he can't run when he's got 20
well,
steals.
Well, that goes into the IQ. IQ there. Well, I think he's doing a very good job getting reads and gauging when he could go.
He's not,
no question.
He's not fast, but he literally can run to the tune of 20 stolen bases, which is a career high, combined with 30 home runs. Not a single player in the sport has that. Anyway,
mm-hmm. Get to what you want to get to.
Well,
guy, you've been sitting on this for a little bit, guys.
One guy that we were fighting about was Kyle Tucker versus Juan Soto.
Uh-huh.
Kyle Tucker has sucked.
What the hell is that?
Oh, he sucked so bad.
Are you insane? Lately he's been terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm saying totality.
Well, he started out on fire.
He did.
And now he's been sucky. What are his numbers, Kyle Tucker?
I have kind of a couple
of
the table.
I
got it all
working
for you.
Yeah.
So as sucky as he's been, He's got more hits, more doubles, more triples, more steals.
Right.
And a better batting average than Juan Soto.
Yeah. Okay, but how many homers do you have?
No, no. Soto has more home runs.
Well,
he's got 18.
How many
he's got 12. So plus
18.
12 for Soto. I'm saying plus 12 for Soto.
18?
Yeah. Dude, Juan Soto's getting almost $800 million. He should be doing this. $800 million
in Wrigley Field.
Hey, by the way, Sal,
18 homers in Wrigley Field.
Well, I'm not.
And he hasn't hit one in a month.
What? But well, you could look at that one of two ways.
They're booing the pants off.
I know they are.
All of a sudden, Kyle Tucker. I'm just saying.
I know. Yeah. He's had a very bad month. But with that bad month, by the way, they basically have the same exact war.
Right.
I mean, I really don't even reference war. For all the things I reference, I very rarely reference war.
Right.
Juan Soto's war is 4.7. Kyle Tucker's war is 4.2. And by the way, the most vaunted aspect all time, this is an indisputable and undeniable transcendent talent of Juan Soto, always being on base at a historic rate. Juan Soto's on-base percentage this year is .385. Kyle Tucker's is almost .380.
Right.
I mean, it's a lot closer. Yeah. Tucker's been trashed for a month.
Right.
But Kyle Tucker has done things better this year than Juan Soto, and he's making peanuts compared to Juan Soto.
Okay, I don't care about the finances.
But you see, I think you have to factor in the finances.
Why? Well, because nothing to do with you or I.
No, I understand that. But
it has nothing to do with Steve Cohen either.
Well, but the finances on some level always are a determining value of a player. I mean, think about it. If you have a kid making 1.7 before he goes to pre-arb 1, isn't that different than, you know, when Nimmo signed this contract, don't we look at Brandon Nimmo? That's the first name I pulled. Mm-hmm. A little differently when he signed that 7-year, 168, whatever it is, or 8-year, 170, whatever it is, rather than when Brandon Nimmo was making the equivalent of baseball peanuts. The answer is yes.
No, I don't.
I do.
Because it doesn't mean anything to me. I care about the production. The reason why I get on Brandon Nimmo is because of the production, not because of his contract.
I understand that, but when the production, and maybe we just see it differently, that's fine, but when the production for me, I've always looked at it this way. When the production is not commensurate with what your contract pretty much says you should be doing, well, I always have a problem with that. So if Carl Anthony Towns comes out next year and plays awfully, or Brunson, even though he left money on the table, like, all right, you want max money, you want big boy money, you better play like big boy.
But there is a difference in basketball with the salary cap, where there's not in Major League Baseball.
It's more punitive. I'm not saying it's apples to apples, of course.
If this were Pittsburgh and you signed a guy to a $500 million deal and he wasn't producing, you'd be crippled as a franchise, so that's different. With the Mets, it doesn't really matter to me. I guess my big issue is, even in a down year for Juan Soto, like, there's not even a chance in hell that I would take Kyle Tucker over Juan Soto. Not then, not 5 years ago, not last year, not this offseason, and certainly not now, and not even moving forward. I would want no part of Kyle Tucker as it pertains to, in comparison to Juan Soto. I don't even think it's close.
I don't know if Chicago is going to want him back. It looks like it's turning bad. Right. I mean, so when you're getting booed.
Maybe the Yankees could get him. He'd be available.
I'd love him. Now, a couple things here. Tucker is... how old's Tucker? 28? Scones, just double check. I think Kyle Tucker's 28. Soto's 26, right? What are you looking at me like that for?
Are we sure Tucker's 28?
I don't know. Tucker looks old. So does McLean. McLean looks older than I thought, though. Oh, my God. Yeah, that was...
I was getting texted about that on Friday. I'm like, oh, Tucker's 28. Tucker's 28, we think.
And the only reason I brought that up on Friday was because it was the attachment of the 15 years. And listen, maybe Juan is... He probably is 26. I never said definitively he's not. I mean, people go nuts with this. I don't know. I don't know his... And I don't need to see his birth certificate. But the point is, I addressed that for a second because I did not mean it in a despair. Way at all. I think that if you look at the 15 years that Juan Soto has connected to his name the rest of his probably baseball career, I would probably, and I'm going to say probably rather have Tucker at 8, where he's a better athlete and does some things on a baseball diamond that I think will play longer than Soto, who I think is going to be a slower, plodding, lesser version of himself as he ages, whereas Tucker is just a little more bouncy, if you will, lack of a better dynamic, you know, I like that word. So I think that it would be better, money spent better at their apex. Kyle Tucker can't shine Juan Soto's baseball hitting shoes.
And that's
that was never the point. My point was always the well-rounded nature of their games. And then for me, and you don't look at the money as much, and I get that, I do. You know, what is Soto going to command? This is before we know what he got, the $755 for the Mets. What would Soto get? What would Tucker get? How long will the commitment be? And what's their skill set? That's why I'm going to stick with Tucker. I'm not saying he's a better hitter.
But I would say that I don't think any player ages well. So you could look at Soto or Alonso or whoever and say, well, okay, he's not athletic now, so it's going to decline sooner. But that's the great thing of having the luxury of a DH. Miguel Cabrera, he's the famous example that I would always use because he wasn't a great fielder at all, even when he was young
with
in
the
his early 20s.
No,
right.
No.
And he got fatter and softer, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. As he got older, it got worse. But he's still one of the all-time great offensive players, and you could have him at DH. So that's what I would do with Soto. Look at Lindor.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Who is as athletic and, you know, plays shortstop at a very high level, or at least did a year ago, stealing all these bases, hits with power. You would think, okay, well, a long-term deal for him, it's going to age better than, say, a guy like Soto or Alonso. Lindor's been rough defensively this
year. Very rough.
So already, Francisco Lindor, like, that's what I'm saying, it doesn't matter the athleticism of a player or the position that they play. When you get older, guys don't age well. All of a sudden, even though you would think that that ages better in certain ways than maybe a slow-footed, bigger-bodied individual, I think that they all just age.
Well, everybody, everybody ages, and everybody loses a little bit of a step on the fastball or an inch on the fastball. That's indisputable. But I would rather have, like, an option. You talk about the construction of the Yankees roster. Again, this is a long way, long, long way down the road here. Understandably, you know, but first of all, so Lindor didn't sign for 15 years. That's number one. So, I mean, 15 years, you're talking almost two decades. But at least when Lindor...
Which is absurd.
Well, that's my point.
15 years, yeah.
But, like, when Lindor really discernibly loses burst, which I don't see yet. I know he's booted the ball. He's still an elite athlete or borderline elite. You can always punt him over to second, which at least frees up the DH spot. When you are somebody like Soto or even Judge, when he is no longer able to play right, I don't see him playing first base. You know, like Stanton, although I think Judge will age more gracefully than Stanton. But I don't love saying, well, he could DH. I understand that. But, like, I want that as a last resort, not like, we'll just throw him there when he can't move. How many young – think about this. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but this is important about these older – this is important about Soto. Think about a guy, 26. How many players do we say that are in their mid-20s – like, we don't really worry about what kind of athlete they morph into because at age 25 or 26, they're an uber athlete that we think that the erosion will be slow. We're saying that about Soto now at age 26.
Well, you're saying that.
Well, but I'm not alone, and he's not a great athlete. He's in the 1st percentile in base running.
Right, but who cares?
I do.
But why?
Because he can't run.
I don't care.
I do.
He's in it. But I don't know why.
Because he's not as well.
So he can't run. So Cody Bellinger can run. You'd rather have Bellinger or Juan Soto?
Now, okay,
Kyle
hold on.
Kyle Tucker could run. Yeah, Kyle Tucker's like...
Yeah, but hold on.
You could choose these players. I want
Do I want Bellinger for 5 years or Soto for 15? And honestly, I want Bellinger for five.
Yeah, I'd rather have Soto.
And I got you. I really would.
I'll take
better Tucker
player
for five.
And the superstar and the all-world player than somebody...
But the all-world player's hitting 250.
With 30 homers.
I understand
he's
that.
He's got 30 homers and 20 steals. Nobody in the league has that. Like, you got to give... Game over. There's not one player in baseball right now that has 30 home runs and 20 steals.
Yeah, I understand
not
that.
Not one.
I got you.
Juan Soto's the only one. Not one other player.
I would have surprised you. I'm going to give you that.
Whoa,
because that's indisputable.
I don't understand what we're disputing.
But I'm going to give you something else. There's also 200 guys in baseball who have a better batting average with runners on base.
So what?
So what?
That'll change.
When?
Yeah, eventually.
In 2026?
How many World Series rings Judge have?
I'm not talking about Aaron Judge.
I am, because you could say that Aaron Judge is the greatest offensive player of all time in the regular season. I could say, well, Juan Soto did it in the postseason and has a ring. So when you say that you question his numbers with running and scoring position, which we all know have been awful, there's reason to believe it's going to get turned around because he's been one of the great players with running and scoring position in the history of the sport.
I understand that, and I give him credit there. He also had his best season with Aaron Judge behind him.
Did he?
You want to bring up Judge? Yes!
Well, you said
it's the first time he had 40 home runs.
Yeah, and how many
with Judge behind them?
He might hit 40 again.
He might, man. If he starts getting hits with guys on base, he's going to have a better season than last year. He hasn't done it yet.
Understood.
He's at 160.
He's having such an awful year, right? Soto's having such a down year. Yeah, I get it. He's still got 30 homers and 20 steals. Only player in baseball to have that right now. Like, what a crappy year. Sign me up. Leads the league in walks. All the numbers are still as good, if not better, than the other guys. But they're not in comparison to his lofty standards. Like
lofty standards?
Yeah.
His standards are lofty. But, but you make it seem like he's hitting what's a good batting area? You make it seem like he's hitting 267 with runners in scoring position. Then I could see, it's not his lofty standard. God, he's the worst in baseball.
Understood. I believe it's going to change based on the fact that he's done it before.
I do, too.
To me, this is a shock that he's actually been this bad.
I believe it's going to change, too. But here's the thing. I don't lean on, and I'm not even saying you're leaning on it, but he is first to 30, first to 20. I don't dispute facts. I don't dispute math.
But that was one of the things that you were getting on him for, is that he couldn't run. He's got 20 steals.
Okay, but is he going to steal 20 next year? Is he going to steal 20 the year after that? Like, that is a flimsy thing. I don't look at Juan Soto. Like, I look at Lindor and say, he's a 30 stolen base guy. Even Dominguez, who can't play the outfield, has got 23 steals. If he plays regularly and learns how to catch a ball in the outfield, he might be a 30-steal guy. Volpe can run. We know who can run and who can. I look at Soto running this year as kind of the outlier. I don't think he does it next year. If he does, I'd be surprised. It still wouldn't make him fast. Put it this way. It's not a tool that's been in his box ever.
Right.
And I don't think it's going to be in his box that much longer.
I'll take it a step further. I don't care if he steals a single base next
year. But then
year.
You're the one who told me that he's the first one at 30 home runs and 20 steals.
Because he is, and because you care about that. I care about the offense. I care about the home runs. I care about the impact hits. That's what I expect from Juan Soto. The impact hits have not been there nearly enough because the runner's in scoring position. The home runs, the power is still there. And even in a down year, he's still getting on base at a high clip and still impacting the game. And you were focused on the steals. I'm just pointing out he's the only player in the big leagues to have 30 home runs and 20 steals right now. I don't care if he steals a base. I don't get caught up in that. I'm fine with his baseball IQ. I love it. I'm fine with him in right field. I know the deficiencies. I don't need him to be fast. I don't care about that. I'll find that elsewhere. I care about the presence, the impact that he has in that batter's box every time he steps in there, which he has, which to me, I'd value that as much as anybody in the entire sport. Whereas Kyle Tucker may be able to run a little bit. Look what's going on with him. So in Chicago, all of a sudden Kyle Tucker started out the year like he was on fire, and now he's collapsed.
What about the 3 months that Juan Soto's done nothing? I mean, really, because
doing
Juan Soto's
nothing is better than Kyle Tucker's doing nothing.
It's not, because I just gave you six categories that Kyle Tucker is better than Juan Soto in: hits, doubles, triples, steals, average, and the on base percentage, which is what's going to get Soto and some other stuff in the Hall of Fame someday, is basically a push.
Right.
And I don't know what it is, but I can promise you that Kyle Tucker's not hitting 161. They could boom. The White Sox fans could jump in Chicago and boom.
Right.
I promise you he's done a better job in the clutch than Soto this year.
Yeah,
I can promise you
so
that.
So then good. I hope.
And he's not getting 15 years this offseason, which is the big deterrent for me.
Why not?
Because he ain't worth it. Neither is Soto 15 years.
He's worth it when he's
40.
He's worth it. Just multiple teams are going to give it to him. Multiple.
So you're with your words.
Guess what? He chose one.
But
But
I think people got to get over that.
I don't care that he's on the Mets.
Okay. Well, good. I hope the Yankees get Kyle Tucker, and I hope that he's great.
Let me ask you a question.
I'm so happy that the Mets got Juan Soto that I don't care who signs elsewhere. I got the guy that I wanted.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't. Yeah. Because he's not the guy. You got the person.
Right.
You didn't get the player that you thought you were getting yet. Now, you will eventually. Yeah. That guy will show up. Right. That guy's also hitting 160 when there's men on base.
Okay.
So he's not like... It's Juan Soto.
In a bad year, he's hitting 250 with 30 homers and 20 steals.
And he's making $800 million and making $50 million a year. He should do. Well, I got you. You don't care. But I factor that in.
What's John Carlos Stanton making?
Stanton wasn't on the team. Okay, I've said that for 5 years, dude.
Like, if you want to go start going over the money, we could go over the money.
I don't have an issue going over the money. Okay. Half the Yanks are overpaid. Yeah. DJ was overpaid. Stanton's overpaid. I've said that forever.
Do you like the Max Fried signing?
Right now, I don't.
Oh, you loved it. No, it was Plan B. It was Plan B, which was so much better than Soto. Plan B, Max Fried, he's an ace. How's that look?
The thing that I'm doing that you're not is that I'm reacting to the drop in Fried's performance. I like Plan B. Forget about Plan B. I like Fried.
Me too.
He looked like a Cy Young. He's looked awful right now. I'm saying it. His ERA is almost 3.5. You're still telling me that you think you got the Juan Soto that you thought you were getting. So that's delusion, Phil. He said 250.
I said I got the guy that I wanted.
I understand. But did you get the player that you wanted yet?
Yes, Juan Soto was the player
that
I wanted.
This is the guy. So if I said, Sal, if we're sitting here, St. Paddy's Day. Sal, he's going to be hitting 170 with runners in scoring position. Your response would be, that's the guy that I'm paying for?
No, that's awful.
Well, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, right, but that's going to change. Even you acknowledge that.
It's going to change, but it's almost September.
Okay.
What's going to change?
It takes 1 October.
I agree with that.
By the way, it could be a bad year. It could just be a lost year. I'll sign up for a bad year every time with 30 home runs.
I would too.
I've seen bad years before. Carlos Beltran.
16 home runs year. I get it. Hey, listen, by the way, and I'll be fair, if I had to place money on it, I would think that Soto's going to do well in October.
Which is why I'm
saying. You don't hold stars down. I get that.
Right.
All I'm saying is, let's not misrepresent what the man's done so far this season. That's all I'm saying.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.